Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. And here's our look at this week's stories.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today we're going to hear how a church is serving their local public high school's football team. And by doing so, doors open to share the gospel.
I'm John Graham, and you know, all of us make mistakes. The smart ones learn from them. That's the message of Dr. Henry Cloud's new book, and he joins us to talk about it on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we talk with a prominent leader who encourages churches toward more effective worship and developing new music and worship leaders.
I'm Myrna Brown. Coming up, a conversation with a member of the band, The Brilliance. When they play, the atmosphere changes.
Also today, Steve Cantor on church planting in the largest city of all, New York City, on our missionary moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. What exactly is the 12th Man Ministry? Well, we're about to find out from Juliana Smoke, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
It is called the 12th Man Ministry, and people from Cedar Grove Baptist Church in Comer, Georgia, serve their local public high school's football team by assisting the ball boys, helping with practices, and offering water during practices and games. These acts of service have opened a powerful door for them to share Jesus with the team, and they are seeing the Lord work in a mighty way. Reggie Vaughn is a pastor of Cedar Grove Baptist Church, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You all are seeing the Lord move in a big way at your public high school, but it started with a simple meeting with the coach where you all just asked, how can we help?
Yes, I met with the head football coach at that time at the Madison County High School. The 12th Man Ministry had already been started there. The head coach was looking for something a little more in-depth with the players. We told him what we wanted to do as far as just serving the team in any way we could. And he made a statement to me. He said, well, Reggie, my job is to teach them football, but my mission is to share Christ with them. So he opened an opportunity for us to come in, serve the team, helping the ball boys on the Friday night games, fill up the water jugs, anything we could do to serve them. But he also wanted me to start the character training. So Thursday evenings after school, before they started practice, we did character training with the team, and we still do that today. So it's just been great.
Mm-hmm. So you all just look for ways to plug in and serve and build those relationships.
Yes, to reach people and to build relationships, we try to get involved with people where they're at and to serve any way we can. The Bible says that Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. We believe that God opens doors, but we have to be sensitive to what God's doing and then be willing to step through those opportunities.
That's right. That's right. And looking for those opportunities and stepping through and serving has opened doors to share a weekly devotion where you present the gospel.
Right. On Fridays at the pregame meal, do a motivational message and share the gospel then. The cheerleaders are also in there. But also, our church has been offering an opportunity on Wednesday night. We send a group of people over. And after the practice on Wednesday nights, we get to feed the team. And then any of the players that maybe don't have a home church or just can't get there in time, they go up in the bleachers and we get to share Christ with them and have a devotion with them there and also give an invitation. And a lot of the other local churches have become involved in that. We've seen with our students a lot of lives that have been transformed. One that really stands out, we had several of the players that had accepted Christ. I think we had about 10 that were saved at football camp. We brought them to the church on a Wednesday night. We fed them and allowed them opportunity to be baptized. And one of our coaches had been saved, and he was being baptized. And so when we gave the invitation that night, we had, I believe it was 6 more that were saved during the invitation, and they got baptized in the clothes that they wore to church. So they were really excited about that. But the coaches not only want to see the kids accept Christ, they want them to be discipled. And so they've given us an opportunity to see them grow in the Lord and in their walk with God, prepare them for the future that God has for each one of them. So we've seen a lot of kids grow in the Lord. We actually have some players that have their own Bible studies now.
Oh, wow.
Just things like that that really bring your heart joy to see how God is working in their lives after they accept Christ, being able to invest in their lives and invest in the future in a major blessing.
And this ministry started with the football team, but now has spread to other sports teams.
Yeah, that's true. We've been offered opportunities to share it with the cheerleaders, the baseball team, the wrestling team, track team, and the basketball team.
What would you say to someone who wants to reach their public high school with the gospel?
I would say, look for opportunities to serve. How can we be involved? How can we help? How can we help our coaches, our teachers, the staff, just to build a connection and a relationship with our school system?
We've been speaking with Reggie Vaughn, pastor of Cedar Grove Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us. It's been a blessing to hear how the Lord is using you all to share Jesus just by looking for opportunities to serve.
Well, thank you.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. Here's what people are saying about Surge 150 Music Camp.
Music Camp or Surge 150 is one of the most amazing camps because you meet so many people and the music is just phenomenal.
It's definitely given me a stronger relationship with God. I feel, for my age, more mature as a Christian.
Music Camp is the highlight of my year.
Surge 150 Music Camp, June 16th through the 20th at Georgia Baptist Conference Center in Toccoa. Go to surge150.com for more information. Surge150.com. Thanks for listening to Life with Purpose Radio. It's good to have you along. Well, you might say that it's only human to make mistakes, but the key is to learn from those mistakes. That's the gist of Henry Cloud's book, Never Go Back. Dr. Cloud joins John Graham for the story on today's Culture Connection.
Dr. Henry Cloud has written numerous books, including the best-selling Boundaries series. His books have sold more than 8 million copies. He often appears on radio and TV broadcasts, including ABC News, PBS, Fox News, and CNN. And now he's with us on Life with Purpose Radio to talk about his new book, Never Go Back, 10 Things You'll Never Do Again. Dr. Cloud, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So tell me the elevator speech about Never Go Back. What is this book about?
One of the differences between really successful people in relationships and in the rest of life, they have pretty much made the same mistakes that everybody makes who stays stuck. But they see these patterns, and once they make that mistake a few times, they never go back, and they make a change. And so what the book is about is I watched highly successful people and highly fruitful people, and what are the big awakenings that they have that they hold in common. And these are 10 things that really successful people, you know, once they realize that, they never go back.
Well, I wish we had time to go through all 10, but a couple that really popped out to me, never again try to change another person. Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, you know, it is one of the most powerful differences between people that stay hurt and frustrated and stuck, and those that don't, is this difference that the ones that don't stay stuck get out of the role of trying to change the other person. Well, so what are you supposed to do? Just, you know, kind of blow everybody off and just walk away and this, that, and the other? No. But there's a difference in being a change agent in somebody's life and trying to change them, because the big difference is that God created the universe with everybody having this thing called self-control or the capacity for self-control. We have choice. And the more that we can move into the change agent role, then we see much greater results than when we're trying to nag them, control them, get them to get it, you know, push them up the hill, all that kind of stuff. And it's a very, very big difference.
Okay, so here's another one. Never again believe that you can please everyone. Boy, that's tough.
We really are wired for all sorts of good things to happen inside of us when somebody smiles at us. You know, now the problem is we live in a universe where people have different agendas.
Yeah.
And some people have good agendas and some people have self-centered agendas. I did a leadership event one time with Tony Blair, and I asked him, I said, what are some of the shifts that you have to make when you're a prime minister or a leader like that? And I'll never forget this. One of the things he said, everything changed for me as a leader when I realized that every decision divides. Instead of trying to make everybody happy, let's think about who do we want to make happy. You know, Jesus told us that if everybody's happy with us, we got a real problem. Woe to you when all men speak well of you. So once you get that, then you can organize your life to play offense and go forward instead of playing defense trying to make somebody happy.
Wow. Well, you mentioned Jesus and your faith throughout the book. The last one, I'm sure, relates to that. Never again forget that your inner life determines your outer success. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Oh, my goodness. You know, this is like the big one in so many ways. I love the old saying that says, you know, the difference in an immature person and a mature person is an immature person wants life to meet their demands, and a mature person meets the demands of life.
Mm.
I remember I was doing a group in a hospital one time, and this lady said, I get it. I've had 9 abusive husbands, and I'm not going to do that again. And this other lady turned to her and said, Mabel, shut up. You haven't had 9 abusive husbands. You've had 1 abusive husband with 9 different names.
That's great.
And until she realized she has to change that inside of her, her outside world's never going to change.
Mm-hmm. Seems like an amazing book, Dr. Cloud.
There are just 10 of these wake-up calls that really work for people, and so I hope everybody enjoys it.
Where can people get the book?
It's available everywhere. You know, if you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and then I'd invite people to hang out with me on Twitter and Facebook, both at Dr. Henry Cloud.
Awesome. Dr. Cloud, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, good to be with y'all, and you do a great job.
All right. Until next time, I'm John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
On Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we do hope that you're encouraged to live your life with purpose as you listen to our stories. By the way, you can share your story with our community and connect with us here in Life with Purpose Radio. You can make us your friend on Facebook.com/LWP Radio. Facebook.com/LWP Radio. Or follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. Our email is always open, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Once again, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And we love to read your comments, questions, and even your story suggestions. And yes, we're continuing to offer our popular free book, and yes, it is free. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook to get the hardback devotional called Words of Life from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Again, for the free book, just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. All right, more stories are ahead, so Myrna, tell us more.
Thanks, Rod. Coming up, a conversation with a member of the band, The Brilliance. Find out why some say when they play, the atmosphere changes.
Thanks, Myrna. Also ahead, the story from Send North America New York City coordinator Steve Cantor and church planting in the Big Apple on today's Missionary Moments. Right now, though, let's head over to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story of worship and developing worship leaders.
One of the key purposes of the church is worship, and sometimes churches need assistance to be effective in providing effective worship experiences. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, visits with a leader in music and worship as they talk about the importance of music and worship and developing new leaders. Let's listen.
I'm so pleased to have in the studio with me today Dr. John Duncan, who heads our music and worship ministries for the Georgia Baptist Convention. John, welcome to Life with Purpose Radio.
It's good to be here with you, Dr. White.
John, I'm so grateful for you as leader in music ministry throughout Georgia Baptist work. You do a great work and have a wonderful team that you're serving with. And I believe you all are making some tremendous differences in our churches. You know, our ministries come alongside the churches to bless and to strengthen the ministries in the local church. And one of the most vital is music and worship in our local Georgia Baptist, Southern Baptist churches. But not only that, you're also very involved in going about the state with incredible concerts through the Sons of Jubal, which is our Singing Men of Georgia, and the Jubilaires, our Singing Women of Georgia. You work through children's music camps. You take the Jubals and Jubilaires on worldwide tours. You've had some incredible experiences even in North Korea and Russia and other places such as that. I'm not really sure how you find the time to do everything that you do, but I'm very grateful for your ministry.
Thank you.
And I really want us to address today church music and in particular the development of music leaders in the local church, how your team actually goes in and helps our church leaders to develop this incredible ministry. And also to ask you, how important is the role of music in effective worship?
Well, of course, it's very important, as even King David established the musicians to participate in the liturgy of the worship experience experience of the children of Israel, very, very important, separating instrumentalists and also singers for the purpose of prophecy. They actually were connected to the prophetic ministry. They also went before the armies of the Lord to announce the victory, not only to those they conquered, but to give inspiration to those that were fighting the battles. We find the powerful impact of music throughout Scripture. We find that even God sings over his people with his love in Zephaniah 3. And so we find that music is important. We find that even the Apostle Paul encouraged the churches to admonish one another, to sing hymns and psalms and spiritual songs. He found that music was one of those key elements that helped strengthen the people of God and nurtured them in the truths of faith. And so we want to continue in that challenge by Scripture to provide those kind of experiences for God's people here in Georgia.
Well, amen. And, you know, when you think about how vital this is, and you use the word continue, we certainly want it to continue. How do you all go about developing music leadership in local churches for the future?
Well, I think there's several aspects. We try to focus great attention on our children and our young people in particular through our music camps. Surge 150 is coming up this summer, third week of June. It's a very important part of our strategy to train the future. The children and the youth receive not only instruction in choral development, but also in music reading. They're trained on instruments, everything from guitars to keyboards to trumpets to violins. We provide a complete instrumental background through our camps. They're trained in contemporary worship leadership for those that move towards that direction and that worship expression. Most importantly, we train for the church in mind. And so we make sure that the work that we do at our camps is always focused on local churches trying to prepare future leaders. That is one of our priorities that we have. But in addition to that, we also provide training in areas of keyboard development for children. We have our hymn-playing keyboard festivals all over the state that Judy Crumley has developed, and more children are investing themselves in that. It's affecting even the curriculum that's going on among piano teachers across the state to invest in accompanying and worship leading and different facets of our worship life. So the children and youth are a very important aspect of this training. And then we provide equipping and training one-to-one with just ministers that need help, conducting choirs, leading choirs, and so forth. But we also even have contemporary training teams that work side-by-side with bands and praise teams and technology and sound systems to just train those that are leading to be more effective in their own churches.
These ministries that strengthen the churches and raise up a future of music leaders are so vital. I want you also to take just a moment here, John, to talk about the Sons of Jubal and the Jubilaires, these two incredible music teams and groups of ministers of music and others who come together and sing concerts literally all across the world. Would you tell our listeners a little bit about this part of your ministry?
Well, the Sons of Jubal and the Jubilaires, they're part of the praise and proclamation ministry of our convention. It is an important aspect of the work that we do. We consider ourselves to be engaged deeply with missions as it connects with Georgia Baptist life. They're made up of music leaders, ministers of music, church accompanists, and other leaders. And both of the groups are committed to presenting concerts in various churches around the state. The groups have grown significantly, and it's hard to even find a seat in the congregation, the people that come to hear them. And the financial support and prayer support that they provide actually helps propel their mission work around the world. And we've been in some very unusual places, most recently with the men, the DPRK, North Korea, which was quite a remarkable opportunity, and the ladies most recently in Russia. And then we're preparing for a trip, as you know, to the Holy Land.
That'll be an exciting thing coming up in the fall of this year.
It will, yeah. And I believe we've got some pastors joining us on that one as
well. Yes, and one executive director.
That's right.
It's so good to be with you, John. I'm so grateful for your ministry. God has really blessed this ministry and the team that serves with you. And we're grateful for all that you mean to Georgia Baptist and all of the work that is done here.
Well, it's a joy to serve with you and among Georgia Baptist life. It's a true privilege. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
God bless. Thank you.
For more information on music and worship, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Life with Purpose Radio's Myrna Brown is here to introduce us to the liturgical band known as The Brilliance, and their new project called Brother.
The music is unlike most anything you've ever heard. Violins, cellos, It's the place where liturgical tradition meets modern worship.
Breathe, breathe on us now. Open your mouth and speak the word that heals this broken ground. Say what you will as we are still and we breathe in the very breath of God.
The band is The Brilliance, and joining us on Life with Purpose Radio is David Gunger. Hi, David.
Hi, Myrna. Thanks so much for having me on.
Where did the idea come from to blend these two very different sounds?
A few years ago, I was sitting in Carnegie Hall in New York City, and I was listening to a piece by Bach, and I noticed that everyone that was in the audience was kind of on the edge of their seat, and we were all quiet and listening together. And I thought about so much of the music that I make and that I had made up to that point for church, for writing for my own church. Usually music that was made for the church, the entire point was to get people to sing as loud as possible. And that is wonderful when people are singing as loud as possible. But at the same time, for moments of reflection and for prayer, there's something about being able to listen together and to be able to kind of be still together. That's a little bit of a discipline. And so music oftentimes can lead us to a place of stillness and of silence. And so I wanted to write some music that would be able to be paired up with prayers and different authors that I was reading at the time. And so at the time, I called up my best friend from childhood, and I said, hey man, I want to make a record where we base it around a string quartet. So much of the music that I had made in the past was around like electric guitar and drums and bass and kind of typical rock band style. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's write the quartet music first. And so we did that. We came together. And John, my friend, wrote all the string parts and we wrote the music together. And it wasn't first started as a band. It really was first started kind of as a project. And then from there, it kind of morphed into a band. And this is our first major release with Integrity Music. It's a release called Brother.
As I think about the song Breathe, and I tell you what, it is so easy to get caught up. You forget what you're doing. It's just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How was the band formed? I know you mentioned your best friend, John. How did you all come together? How did you find the instrumentalists?
So John and I grew up together. We've been lifelong family friends and have made music together since we were kids. So when I was interested in doing something for The Brilliance, kind of this project, he was the first guy I called. And then from John, he studied at the University of Texas, and he knew a great cellist there and a great violinist there. And then my wife's side of the family, all of her brothers play classical music. My wife played in the symphony, and my brother-in-law is a world-renowned classical cellist. And so it started off with kind of best friends, and then from there it's kind of a family affair where my wife plays violin and John's girlfriend plays viola. We feel so blessed to be able to have people that we love make, you know, and we're able to make music with those people.
Oh, merciful God, forgive us. Oh, merciful God, forgive us. For all the things we have done and left undone.
me about the name, The Brilliance.
John and I, in college, had a band with my brother called The Brilliance and The Flyer, and we just thought it was a cool band name. When we started this, we had a little bit of a following with that other band. It wasn't a band that was Christian. It was just kind of, you know, pop music that we made in college. But we thought, you know, we already have a little bit of a fan base for that. Let's just keep the name The Brilliance.
The band is The Brilliance. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
We really appreciate it. We hope that people enjoy the music.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Mona Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to New York City here on Life with Purpose Radio.
What I think people need to know about New York is that it is one of the most densely and diverse cities in the United States. And so with that density and diversity, there's just a lot of complexity. And it requires all kinds of church planters, all types of churches to engage it in the mission field. But what I'm most excited about is the opportunity that that density and diversity gives us as Southern Baptists to really not just impact a city, but impact the world. Hurricane Sandy came through and really devastated parts of Long Island and Staten Island. Currently in Staten Island, we have two Southern Baptist churches, 800,000 people. But with the work of disaster relief, we have all of this ground swelling. With the work of disaster relief, we have all these evangelistic contacts. And we have this movement of God that we see. And that I've just been getting calls from different guys who said, you know, I'm not sure why I wanted to plant in New York, but now God, or Manhattan, but now God is directing me to Staten Island. We had a state convention call us and say, you know, we're interested in a partnership specifically with Staten Island. So I just see God doing something in Staten Island. I see his favors on Staten Island, and people are responding to that. So we don't have the fruit of that yet. A lot of times when people think of New York City, they think of only Manhattan. But New York has so many different neighborhoods, so many different communities, just different rhythms, different people groups, different ethnicities. There's 22 million people that make up Metro New York, 200 countries represented, and almost 800 different languages spoken. So there is literally everything in the world is represented in New York City. And so if you're thinking about planting in the city, just know that there's opportunities and God can use you in incredible ways. But it does take somebody that is really, has a love for the city, has a love for urban life, and really has a passion to see the world come to know Jesus Christ.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about, 12th Man Ministry, Henry Cloud, Music and Worship Ministry, The Brilliance, and Steve Cantor, Coordinator for Send New York City. Well, we'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.